For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. This weekend, Falstaff is performed at the University of Kentucky. A journalist, who I've got a great deal of respect for, says that it's a funny opera from Verdi, best known for tragedy and anguish. Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader, how does Verdi walk that line between anguish and funny?
Well, I think he just kind of obliterates it if you see Falstaff. But, I mean, Verdi is, you know, kind of synonymous with the typical profile, of... what did you expect from an opera? A happy ending? You know,
there's your Bugs Bunny, right?
Right. And, that's kind of the profile to people who don't really know opera. It's that it's all about tragedy and he certainly contributed some operas to the canon that illustrate that, like La Traviata and Aida and shows like that. But Falstaff, which is his final opera, actually completely flips that around, and it's just a hoot. It's about Falstaff, who is the Shakespearean character from The Merry Wives of Windsor and Henry IV, and he's, drinking and trying to woo women and, all this good stuff, and it's just a fun comic role for the two baritones that are singing the part. One of them is a guy, Jonathan Green, who had sung this role before, and then the other one is Reginald Smith Jr., who has kind of been a star baritone in the UK opera program ever since he got there, and he gets to have the fun too.
Also over at UK, we're going to see a performance of Osage County that was performed just last year in Lexington. Give me a bit of preview. Is this any different than what we saw a few months ago?
Well, this is the University of Kentucky Theater's production of August Osage County, which is Tracy Lett's Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning play. It's a play that's really done, written in the style of some of the greats like Tennessee Williams and Eugene O'Neill. It's three acts. It's heavy family drama.
I guess the family that's considered, the first family of string music in Lexington, it performs this weekend for the Chamber Music Society of Central Kentucky. It's the Karp Family Quartet. My question to you, is that intentional? Did they actually raise a family so it could be a quartet, or did it just happen?
You know, as we speak, I have not actually talked to them yet. I don't know if they said, okay, you're going to be a violinist and you're going to be a violist. But this is the Karp family. It's Benjamin Karp, who is associate professor of cello at UK. His wife, Margie Karp, who is teaches violin at UK and is the assistant concertmaster of the Lexington Philharmonic. And then their children, Jonathan, who is a violinist and is now in school at Washington University in St. Louis, and the youngest son, Aaron, who is a violist. So, lots of times you'll look at a family with string players and say, gosh, if you just had another child and made them play whatever, you would have a trio or a quartet or something. But this is an honest-to-goodness regulation string quartet and within the family. And I have not seen them perform together before, but this should be really cool.
Gee, and all my family does is debate. I'm envious. Rich Copley.
Well, that's kind of big this year, too.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Events taking place this weekend are outlined in Friday's edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just go to the Weekender section. They're also outlined at our website at weku.fm. Just look for the events calendar. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.